The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And what are we going to do on today's show?
Well, you know, our first segment is always Dirty Little Secrets because we have moles. This is like the CIA. We have moles out in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding area, and they are always spying and digging, hence the word, of course, mole. And they are bringing to us lots of little secrets, and sometimes they're not like secrets, but they're things that people should know that they don't. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is weight loss. And we're going to talk about the miracles that they talk about that they're introducing. So we have some insight on a really healthy and wonderful way to lose weight. We have some information on a new museum that has just opened in Minneapolis. That's very interesting.
And we are also going to be tracking your DNA. You're going to find out about how to do this, and this is a worldwide project with 500,000 people who are already doing it, so stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, I'm pretty sure that I came from royalty.
Oh. You know what? I just bet you did.
They don't call me a princess for nothing.
I thought I was the princess.
No, you're the queen.
Oh.
You're like the queen mother.
The queen bee?
The queen bee. You're definitely the queen. All right. And let's see. What else?
All right. Then we are moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview. And we're going to have Janet Arnson. And she has done all kinds of exciting things in her life. And just wait until she tells you about her journey.
Well, and the most important thing is that this is an actual member of Aging But Dangerous.
Yes,
and it really gives you some insight into what compiles. Is that the word I want? Comprises. That's the people that that comprise Aging But Dangerous and that we have the privilege of being with on a pretty regular basis.
And she's been with us since the beginning.
Right. That's so she's a very special woman, as many of our members are. And we'll finish up with a preview of our next event that Aging But Dangerous has coming up. And then two fabulous contests that we're running right now. And then on to the theme of the month. And we just had Valentine's Day last week. So it's been love, love, love. Yes. Oh, Paul McCartney, sing it to me, baby. And I know this is going to sound like a non sequitur, but then drugs. And how do love and drugs, especially some of the things that aren't very pleasant about prescription drugs, how does all that fit together?
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. That sounds really good. Well, what is Aging But Dangerous? Go to our website and find out. We talk about it all the time, but you need to find out on our website. It's agingbutdangerous.com. Now we're in the process of redoing our website. It should be, you can still go there, but it's in a couple of days, everything will be up and running. Now I have a question. Would 1 hour of housekeeping relieve your stress?
What do you drink when
now,
you do
know,
these? Now, this almost
now,
annoys
know,
me. Okay, now I'm annoyed.
Do you know how we love Oprah? You know how we believe everything Oprah says?
No, I don't say we.
Oh, okay. Well, I pretty much believe what Oprah says because she does a lot of research. Well, this is what she said this morning in her little column. that she had 10 different things that relieved stress. One of them was an hour of housework. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding. I would be so stressed out with 1 hour of housework. That's why Mike does it. I can't say.
Oh, and that's a whole different topic. Now I'm getting so annoyed. Now you're not supposed to upset me while we're on the radio, you know? I mean, the fact that you have a husband that actually cleans house is like beyond, wonder you've been married 50 years. All right, and what does that have to do with our
show
anyway?
But isn't that weird?
Well, yes, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, that's our question.
Totally stresses me out. Well, I don't like it. Just FYI.
Okay.
All right, I want to talk about weight loss because this whole green coffee bean thing, it really, Dr. Oz, who a lot of people like, but it just seems like that he is onto this weight loss thing. Every week he's got some new fad. But the green coffee bean has really stuck. And so I wanted to do some research because I would really like to knock off like 2 to 4 pounds, maybe a little bit more. And so I talked to Whole Foods and I talked to The Wedge and I talked to Dr. Barbara Brost at the Brost Clinic, who keeps me in such healthy, perfect shape and has just fixed you lately. Mm-hmm. And this may be legit, and we just wanted to share this with our listeners because, of course, I think there are a lot of people out there that might want to lose a few pounds.
Of course,
so
like the whole world.
Yeah, and so here are some of the things. No blends. When you go out, if you want to try this coffee bean thing, the whole idea is to take it half an hour before you eat, and then it does something. It speeds up your metabolism. And some of the people that I have talked to say that it actually has helped their craving for carbs. So anyway, then not more than 500 milligrams per dose, and you take that 3 times a day.
Is it a pill?
It's a pill. It should be at least 50% chlorogenic acid and have no more than 5% caffeine in it.
Hmm.
And so you can go on webmd.com and check out green coffee beans. And the two brand names that are trademarked for this is Svital and GCA. So it's really pretty safe. It's just like drinking a cup of coffee. So I'm going to try it, and then I'll report back.
Yeah, do. And can you get it at The Wedge or Whole Foods?
Yes, both places.
Okay.
Yeah. The Wedge has more product. The Wedge has 4 or 5 different kinds, and Whole Foods has 2.
Okay, report back.
Okay,
I
want you to talk about this.
All right, this DNA. This is amazing. The National Geographic and IBM are working together on this genographic project. It's a DNA.
I think that's genographic.
Oh, is it geno, not geno? Geno. Okay, genographic. It's a new DNA study that suggests that all humans descended from a single African ancestor who lived some 60,000 years ago, and to uncover the paths that lead from him to every living human being. The National Geographic Society launched this genographic project, and it just sounds amazing.
It is. And you can have your own blood tested to see where you come from, right? And
yes,
that's part of this.
Yes. And your blood, and then the swab. You get this kit. You go to the website, nationalgeographic.com, and you get this kit, and they get the blood and then the swab, the cotton swab, and then they test it. But they're testing everybody all over the world. I mean, this is the way that you can find out about your human journey.
I think that's awesome. And they're saying, go on the website and read about it. There's no way we can obviously cover all this, but I can't wait to see who I'm related to. I mean, now my parents told me one thing. I don't really believe them.
Well, it is amazing. And there's lots of stuff here. I mean, I couldn't even begin to go into it. There's so much to talk about on this. But so go to that website and you'll find out all kinds of really, really interesting things.
Wow. I think this is one of the most exciting things I've heard in a really long time. So stay tuned. This is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and we'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
Well, our guest, of course, is one of our favorite people in the whole world. But I have seen her fall out of the sky. Now, how many people can you say that about?
Not very many.
So I know it's going to be a great interview.
Yes, it is. And we have with us today Janet Arnson. And she is a fantastic, aging, but dangerous woman. She has the best attitude, Suzanne, and that's why we love her so much.
I know, Ms. Positive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Best attitude in the world. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's so fun to be here, you guys.
Well, you know, I always talk to our interviewee before the show, and I was fascinated with all the things that you were doing, and what I loved was that you wanted to come to the studio and not just do it on the phone, because this was going to be a new first experience for you, and you love those first experiences.
Absolutely.
So, Janet, when did you retire?
Well, I semi-retired about 2 years ago. I had back surgery, and it was my second back surgery, so I got some of the rods and stuff, and the doc said I probably shouldn't work so hard anymore. So I semi-retired, working part-time, working harder, more hours than I used to.
Yeah. That's retirement for you.
Yeah, that's what happens. And you were one of our first skydivers.
Absolutely was. My neighbor and I happened to see the article in the newspaper at the very same time. And she and I are twins with different parents. She's 2 days younger than me, and we do everything. We picked up the phone at the same time, and she got through to me first. And we both said, we got to go do this.
On your bucket list.
On the bucket list.
That's awesome.
And what did you take away with that? I mean, what did you think about all that?
Oh,
that skydiving?
My gosh. I'm telling you, it was the most fabulous experience I've ever had.
Really?
Scariest experience I've ever had. Friday night and Saturday morning, I thought for sure I was going to have a heart attack. I was going to die. There was just no doubt about it, but I'm still going. And I am so thankful I did this. I tell you, it's if you can sit on the end of an airplane and fall forward out of a plane, honest to goodness, you can do anything.
Right.
All you have to do is want to do it, and then you have to conquer your fear and do it.
And that's falling 13,000 feet.
Yes, it is.
Falling out of that airplane.
Yep, free falling.
Well, that was our Aging But Dangerous Martini skydive, so
yes.
You were one of our first ones.
Yes.
And that's really what being Aging But Dangerous is all about, is pushing your boundaries.
Yep, right.
And then getting that feeling of, wow, I am powerful beyond belief.
Yes. Oh. And I have to say, thank God for you guys. For both you and Suzanne and Jean, and Aging But Dangerous.
Well, thank you.
If it wouldn't have been that, I probably never would have done it. I wouldn't have thought to call and say, I want to skydive, you know, but we happen to see this. And because of you guys, I accomplished this. And I'll tell you, that is what has told me more and more I can do anything.
Yes.
And thanks to you. And I thank you.
I agree with you. What do you do now to fill your days, Janet?
Okay.
by the way, I got to ask you, how old are you?
Do we have that much time?
How old are you? How old are you?
I am 67. I'll be 68 in October.
Yay.
My alarm clock goes off at 4 o'clock, but I get up at 5, and I say an hour of prayers in the morning, and then I read the Bible and stuff, and I take my neighbor children, two of my older neighbor children, to school every day to help It's a Blended Family. And They have the younger children and then two older. So I take the older ones so the mom doesn't have to get these little kids up and try to pack them in the car and go. So, but they in turn help me out, too, with snow shoveling and things like this. So it works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to college. I go I started college back in the 80s and never got the opportunity to get it finished. So all my children graduated. My former husband graduated. And now it's my time to graduate and to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. I'm not sure about that yet. So that's why I got all these classes going.
So you are going to get a degree?
Yes.
Do you know what in?
Well, I'm doing the liberal arts program right now. I started with business, but thought, I don't care about that anymore. So I'm just having fun doing the fun classes. However, it is work. I got to do all the tests. I've got to write all the papers, do the presentations. But it is really fun, and it's fun to be there with the younger generation, too. So,
and I want to ask you, do you have an exercise program?
Do you
exercise?
I do. I go to the Silver Sneakers program.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes, and I go, well, yesterday I did 2 hours. I did cardio first and yoga second. I was going to go today, but I didn't quite work out. But I do stretching, and I try to go 2, 3, 4 times a week. I go to the Civic Center and the Community Center in Brooklyn Center, and I go to Experience Club in Brooklyn Park. And so I have the different ones going so that I can get her all done.
And is that for a certain age group?
Yes, it is. It's for the seniors, and I think you have to be through Medicare. I'm not sure if other people can, maybe just seniors can just sign up for it too, but I'm not positive. I get it through Medicare. So
that's very interesting.
Yes.
And they pay for it? Does Medicare pay for all of it? Wow.
Yes, it does. And that's through my UCare that I get it, but different ones get it through, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the supplement that we get it through.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What about your volunteer work? I know you do volunteer work.
Well, I do. Besides taking the Girl Cisco and stuff, during the summer, with the Brooklyn Center, I go out and meet and greet new people that come into the community, into town at Brooklyn Center, and take out little packets and stuff to them as part of a group that I do that with. And I think that's basically what I'm doing right now. On Monday nights, I go and spend an hour in the chapel at church at Adoration. So I do an hour of that. So just kind of those kinds of things, and as much as I can for my neighbors.
Janet, you just sound so well-rounded, doesn't she? I mean, you have everything going.
She's also been such a great example in our Aging But Dangerous organization, because she's always got a great smile on her face and the way she challenges herself. I mean, you have been a wonderful example.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell us about I'm very anxious to hear about this, your Croatia pilgrimage that's coming up.
Okay, I'm going to be going to Medjugorje, which is in Croatia, and it is the place where the Blessed Virgin Mary has been appearing to 7 visionary for the last 30 years, and they were young children when she started. They are now adults, and she still does the appearing there, and you actually climb up a mountain, but it's got a path, so you're not trying. It's not a huge, huge mountain, and it's the prayer time. It's the pilgrimage. They feel that this the Blessed Virgin Mary coming there is probably going to be coming to a close, because she has already given mostly all the information that she's wanted to the visionaries. But then she will probably appear someplace else. And I am actually being taken. It is a gift for me by friends so that I have the opportunity to go there too. So it's really fabulous. I'm so excited. And that will be in April. April 8th through the 18th, I'll be there.
Wow. That is really amazing. And you are going to skydive with us again, aren't you?
You bet I am. I've got, the doctor told me I had to wait for 2 years after my surgery, and it's now 2 years this month.
And you were out there last summer just cheering everybody
on?
Yes,
being the cheerleaders. You bet.
Definitely the cheerleader.
I think you're a great example of, you put good things into the universe and you get good things back.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. You know, God does not want us to be sad and have bad things. He wants us to have fun and go and do things. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm all about, is doing things, having fun.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
You're
a lovely, delightful woman, and we are privileged to have you as part of Aging But Dangerous.
Thank you.
Coming up, how to win great prizes on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
So we are really excited to share information with our listeners. And, you know, in return, we would like for them to share with us what they, if they have people that they like to, that they want to share with other people, like Angie's List.
Yeah, like a little mini Angie's List.
Right. So if you have a product or a service that you would like our listeners to know about, contact agingbutdangerous.com and we will check you out. And if you vet out, you'll be one of our dirty little secrets, or maybe even more.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
And we have two great contests that we're doing right now this month. And our website's been under construction, so it's been so frustrating because
I know
the people really can't go on and register right now. And it's just
Couple of days, right?
Couple of days. Yeah. Next week. For sure next week.
Keep checking.
But we're going to do a drawing because Epic Automotive is going to detail someone's car. And they're also going to tint someone else's, two different drawings for Epic Automotive in Hudson, someone else's window. And then we have our lunch. Lunch with us.
Lunch with us for you and two of your friends at Tiger Sushi, our favorite place.
Oh, I love that tuna. Oh, I just love that.
And they have two locations, one in the Mall of America and the one on Lindale.
Right.
In Minneapolis, so you can go to either one.
All right, so next week, go on and register because we'll have two drawings at the end of the month. And if you go on our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and you register, then you'll be in the drawings. So it's going to be, they're going to be good.
And go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. And like us.
Okay, so this month we've been talking about love, and then we have something that doesn't seem like it really goes with love, but it really does.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is an article that came out in People Magazine about prescription drugs. And there is one death every 24 minutes on prescription drugs. And drugs are now the number one accidental killer in the United States of America. And most of them are prescription meds. And if you love the people in your family, then you need to get rid of those leftover drugs, because this is a great article. In fact, the Bros Clinic, they had this on their counter, and when I read it, I used to be so casual about this. Remember when I used to take codeine for my migraines?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and you'd have surgery, I'd be like, save me your codeine.
Right.
And
you were serious.
Well, I was totally serious, Even though I wasn't really addicted to it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to go back to my doctor. But having drugs like that around, of course, codeine is, I don't know where it stands in all this, but seems pretty mild compared to some of the painkillers that are available today.
Okay, so you said that get rid of your leftover drugs.
Absolutely.
Because
it is, they can be, they can go into the wrong hands.
Kids can, okay.
Like, be stolen. Mm-hmm. A really good friend of mine, her granddaughter was taking, and this is a great family. This is a family that you would never believe this. And her granddaughter had taken some of the prescription meds, and so out of their medicine cabinet. And it took them a while to figure it out.
Wow. From her grandmother's. medicine cabinet.
Exactly. And this young man, it says this year more Americans will die of drug overdoses than in any other type of accident. So it's the CDC's National Center for Injury and Prevention, or for Injury Prevention and Control, has really started speaking up about that and how that you can have such bad interactions with. You take an antidepressant, you take a painkiller. Let's just say you're taking an antidepressant on a daily basis, and then you take a painkiller because you hurt your knee or something, and then you have a couple of drinks, or you have, you can be dead. And I know this, that this happened to the son of a friend of mine. And he was a young man. So this is just huge. 61 is the average number of pharmaceutical drug deaths per day. Per day. Every day, 61 people.
Wow.
In the United States die.
Oh, that is amazing.
So it's something that we really have to take seriously. Do you have drugs in your medicine cabinet?
No.
So what happened to
he threw them away. He kept...
Well, you're not supposed to throw them.
I know. He shouldn't have, but I know.
Oh, drug police. Hello. I can tell you where they live. Call me privately on my line. I mean,
this is after his accident. He had a whole thing of, a whole jar of codeine that they gave him that he never took.
And he, like, threw it in the trash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody probably got in the trash and picked out or something. No, but he did, because he didn't know. I mean, we didn't know what to do with him. Should have taken him back to the doctor or what?
No, there are drug drop-off places, and we'll get to that. Yes. But the other thing is that since 1999 and 2008, prescription drug overdoses and deaths increased 90%. So it's fatal. It's really it's fatal, mm-hmm. and it's huge. And if you go back and you go online and you read this article in People magazine, these people that are just, it's so innocent. And that's what's so, it's not like these are abusers. It's not like these are people who have issues or drug problems or habits or even addicted to prescription drugs. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a teenager who was an athlete, a great student, and he went into his grandmother's medicine cabinet because he was all beat up from a soccer or some kind of athletic game. And he took two of her painkillers because he thought, well, I'm young and healthy and I'll just pop two of these. And he died.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not talking about alcohol with it or anything.
Just the two pills?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the two pills. This is huge. And so everybody out there who is listening to us, take this very seriously. Pass it on to your kids, your friends, and really go in and look in your medicine cabinet, because you could truly save lives. And that's what love is about, doing things and being proactive in things like this that can save people's lives. So,
well, that's very, very interesting. All right, let's go to a little lighter subject here.
I know.
We want to remind everybody about our February Swarm. It's permanent makeup with tips for women over 50. It's in St. Louis Park. It's on February 20th from 6 to 8. Some wine and munchies, and RSVP at info@agingbutdangerous.com.
Yeah, and I forgot to say that Hennepin County has 6 drop boxes, but just you can Google online where to drop off those prescription drugs. All right, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world, here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.